England beat Germany 2-0 at the Euros. England beat Germany 2-0 at the Euros. And England beat Germany 2-0 at the Euros. This is In Airplane Repair. Listen to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional football podcast on the internet. Join me today to discuss some boring football happening in the international arena. He's got so much expertise as coach. Could he be Gareth Southgate's next right-hand man? Jasper Kawaja, psychology expert, is here. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, I've started playing again. And I just scored one of the best goals I've ever scored.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So I can talk you through it now or later, but yeah. Just
now?
To say, I'm more than a coach.
Now.
Yeah, the ball is played. I'm up front these days.
Why are you up front? You're up front.
Yeah, I can't be bothered to defend. It's low-level stuff. That takes nothing away from the goal, though. Ball over the top, into the corner. Defender's kind of trying to shield it out. Managed to get my leg round him, flick it back over his head. Yeah, wow. Kind of Neymar style. Then I'm kind of going across the kind of goal face, quite a tight angle, and take like one touch on my chest. Then the keeps coming out. It's all happening quite quickly. Then a volley, like just in the tiny, get the tightest of angles.
Weak foot.
No, right foot. Right. It's the left corner, and I'm cutting back in on the right. Mm. To then smash. Yeah.
I can see it.
You can see it, yeah.
Oh, it's a beauty, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, another one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper is here. When was the last time you scored a goal?
In how many aside?
Any aside.
This was eight aside.
Honestly, so. I think Luke scored about eight goals last time we played.
Yeah, five aside has been a prolific goal scorer recently.
Yeah, it has been. And
he's as emotional as a Raheem Sterling post-match interview, emotional expert and stats knowledge guru, Otto_Wolf. Welcome.
That's new.
Right, the intro.
Just no words.
Oh, did you not hear me? I did say something.
I thought you just went,
Yeah, that was it.
And his beard is nearly as good as Gareth Southgate's. Our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog is here. Welcome.
Oh, good to be here. Good to be here.
For listeners who can't see Johnny, his beard is very good.
Let's just jump straight into it. Johnny, many have doubted, in fact, this is a question for Jasper, actually, so Johnny, disregard. Many have doubted Gareth Southgate's team selections. Questions have been asked. Are we all idiots? Is he a genius?
Purely football is a results business, and he's delivering results other than Scotland. Therefore, we cannot criticise. if they slip up playing this way, you know, like not playing your best players, the people will be annoyed. So he's playing a risky game. He could throw all of them on and we could have gone out like 4-3 and the people might have even taken that in a weird kind of way. Obviously not as much as this. That's why he's playing a risky game, Gareth. But as
that
Gary Neville keeps saying, we trust him. We know what he's doing. It's not criticism, Luke, because he's delivering the results.
How does he deliver these results?
To me?
Oh, I'll say Luke. I'll bring in Luke here.
Well, I guess if you don't concede any goals, the worst you can do is lose on penalties. So, as the old saying goes, so I guess that has really been pretty helpful because, well, this is the first game they've scored more than one goal. So I would definitely say the lack of conceding goals has been the key. It does also help when Müller misses one-on-ones against you. But
yeah, he does play basically five defenders and two defensive midfielders. Yeah. So there's only like...
There's only three players who are attacking.
Three attacking players ever on the pitch. And Saka is actually kind of like... He's played left-back quite a lot.
Yeah.
So,
is that bad?
What was that, sorry?
Well, is that bad? I mean, you know...
Ah, not when you're winning, Tom. Not when you're winning.
But as soon as you lose, very bad. it's also been...
Oh, yeah. No one minds when you're doing that against Germany, I think. Or like big teams. But when you, it was people getting annoyed when you're doing it to Scotland and then don't show anything.
Ukraine is bizarrely a tricky one for that. I think Ukraine will actually be quite comfortable. I don't think they're that good. But I think if you get Denmark maybe in the semis, Denmark will be a tricky one because the people would want to see some attacking players. But Denmark, I think, are actually quite good.
Otto underscore Wolf, is Raheem Sterling England's most valuable player?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I've backed Raheem for since day dot. Me and Raheem go way back. Me and him have had a good relationship. I really like Raheem. I think. In some ways, it does kind of suit him not having any ever attacking players because his passing is like by far the worst part of his game. So just getting the ball to him, giving him a lot of space in front of him to run into, has worked pretty well. Like the first goal, it was him kind of running and then running out of space and passing it back, and then that kind of like facilitated the ball out wide for the cross and the Grealish pass to Shaw. Yeah,
sure.
And so I feel like that's kind of he's playing to his strengths by not giving him anyone to pass to, because when he passes it to Muller, and Muller nearly scores. So,
Jasper, did Muller choke? What is that? I mean, are we living in a parallel universe? Is there a universe where it did go in, and everyone is really sad, and Germany won 2-1? Or what's happened? I didn't really believe it.
I mean, we know tournaments are defined by fine margins. It didn't seem like he even scuffed it or got anything particularly wrong. It just looked like it was going to go in the corner, didn't it, when he hit it? I think everyone thought it, and I don't know what kind of... I don't think it was a motor error, to bring in our pool analogy.
No, that's a good point, though. He hit it well.
He hit it cleanly. He's just... It's really weird. I can't explain it. I think it's just he's got it slightly wrong. Pressure probably did it.
Yeah.
But the two touches and all the movements seemed, you know, like you see Higuain or a player and they tense up and they scuff it. Mm. Wasn't really like that. He looked seemed to control until that moment. And it's Muller, like,
doesn't do that.
Yeah. He's as German as can be.
Yeah. And Germans don't miss.
But now they do.
Johnny, the most important question of this pod, many of our listeners will be waiting to hear your opinion on this one. The Harry Kane pace-o-meter.
Oh, the Harry Kane pace-o-meter.
England captain Harry Kane, how slow does he look?
He looks...
Oh, come on, loaded question.
How fast does he look?
He looks slow. he looks... Yeah, but I mean... He doesn't look like his normal self, although having recorded Kane's pace all those times, we did come to the conclusion that he doesn't use pace in his game. But
I thought the pace was metaphorical. I didn't think we were
it's both literal and metaphorical. so in the literal sense, he's slightly off his pace, but that doesn't matter too much.
What about the metaphorical?
That's where the issue is, you see. But equally, I think he's getting a hard time because he hasn't really... I suppose there was that one chance, wasn't it, in the first half, which he should have put away.
And why isn't he touching the ball? Is that something other teams are doing, or is that something that we're doing to ourselves?
I mean, I think the way he plays for Tottenham is by going in really deep and getting some touches. But the way we're set up, it's all for balls in the back, I think. Like, and that's why Sterling's doing so well, because he would drop in and get some touches, try and get some confidence up, but then you don't really need it because you've got such a crowded midfield and and Rice and Phillips. So I don't know. I don't know if England really suit him at the way we're set up, really.
Isn't he also just making space for Sterling? I feel like he's trying to push the defense. Sterling's the one coming in between the lines.
Yeah, but then that's not really how he plays normally on the back foot. So
it's weird.
But he still scored, and there's loads of times where he has games like that and still scores. So I'm not really worried. I'd still play him.
As he said in an interview prior to that game, he was planning on peaking in that game.
He's such a weird man.
Luke, many people would have looked, if you showed them the starting lineup of this game 12 months ago and you said Rice and Phillips are going to be playing in midfield, many people might have thought you were crazy. When you look at the starting lineup today, do you think you're crazy?
I think I'm crazy.
When it comes to specifically on Rice and Phillips, what's going on there?
What do Rice and Phillips say about your psychological condition?
Well, they've been all right, I guess, you know, and kind of, well, with Henderson having been injured recently, that is the kind of area England are lacking a bit. So you might expect to see some less established players there. And especially Phillips has sort of stepped up really well. So actually, I don't know if you would think you're that. I don't think I am crazy, you know, in conclusion.
Would you drop, if Henderson gets a bit fitter, would you bring one of them out? Or is it just a question of maybe bringing on Henderson to control the game when it's already England 2, Ukraine 0?
To be fair, I think there's a thing, isn't there? Have Rice and Phillips both got yellows?
Yes.
Yeah. Our whole team's got yellows, basically.
Does it still apply if you get another one in the yellow? Are you out of the semi?
Yeah, they wipe it after the next game.
So you don't want to get booked in the next
game. Basically, you can miss the semi, but not the final.
Okay.
Yeah, so he might play Hendo.
Don't you just wait until if one of them gets it, then you play Hendo in the next one? I don't know.
Jasper, were England good or were Germany bad?
Tricky question. Germany were bad. And I guess England were good. I mean, the second half was very dull until there was basically just two chance. Well, the Müller chance and the two England ones. That seemed to be the entire second half. The first half had a bit more back to front. It was a strange game, especially after the day before. Goals, 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 and then there's just something about England games against everyone that have this like tense feel, don't they? Of like.
Is that because we're English, though, watching it?
Yeah, but if you look at it, there's barely any of... We never concede, for a start.
Yeah.
We don't score many either.
Do we just need to start being more proud of the fact we don't concede? You know, that... You know?
Maybe. I'm a centre-back. I should... Yeah. Yeah, the Italians will be running around. To be fair, Kyle Walker did celebrate... just like a very simple stones tackle at some point. He was like, maybe that is, we've got the Italian mentality now. We're unbreakable.
Johnny, your favourite player, Pickford, had a good game.
He's my favourite. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he's not.
You've given Pickford shit in the past.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have.
He does go good for England, doesn't he?
He steps up for England. And, well, that's for everyone. He also is our calming presence, which he just isn't for Everton, which is...
In what way is he a calming presence?
Well, he often slows the game down, let's put it like that.
Which is what we like.
Yeah. But also, you see him shouting a lot, you know, telling everyone to calm down.
Calm down!
I don't know. It's just, it's the great thing in football is the step up some players do for the national team.
It is a great thing.
Yeah, it is beautiful when players just suddenly become like goats.
And I don't know if it's more surprising for a goalkeeper to do that because it's not like, I know they're playing with different players, but it seems like that's more of a solo game. I don't know. You just love to see it.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
Should we pick our lineup for the Ukraine game? Otto, who are you having in goal?
Henderson.
Oh,
injured Henderson.
A deep flying playmaker, the deepest.
No, not that Henderson.
Yeah, no, but he's injured.
He's injured, though.
Well, he'll probably be better by Saturday, really.
Okay. Whether he's better or not.
Medicine is incredible. Is he not in the squad?
Well, no, he's injured.
Well, I guess then I'd probably chuck Pope in goal then, yeah?
Jasper, we played a back three or a back four, and if we are, in it.
Or a back five, that's what we're going for.
Or a back five.
I think Ukraine play with five, don't they?
So we're going to match them?
I think Southgate will match them again. Yeah. Yeah. So I think, who am I doing the wing back?
Whatever you want, really. Just throw some names in the hat.
Trippier wing back.
Trippier.
Johnny, those three in the middle did a good job.
Yeah, beast.
Previous game.
Them.
Would you put... Yeah, 10 out of 10.
To a man, they were incredible.
Luke, your man Luke Shaw, maligned by Mourinho many times.
I really feel like Thomas, you're dictating the selection.
Does he keep?
This is just praise every player that plays.
Wait, didn't Jasper just put Trippier in, or is he on the
other
side?
No, he's on the right.
He's on the right. Get rid of it. Mm.
Yeah, I'd go with Luke Shaw.
What about Wan-Bissaka? Come on.
He's not in the squad.
Yeah, but whatever, throw him in.
He's a right back.
Luke, speaking of those players who become goats for their country, is Luke Shaw one of those players?
No, he's a goat at Man U at the moment.
He is.
He is a goat, I think.
He is. When Grealish came on, him and Shaw were together. I don't think Shaw was too great before that. But Grealish gave him the ball all the time.
Yeah, that's good.
Otto, your midfielders, please.
Bellingham.
Oh.
Big call.
Am I doing more than one, or am I just doing one?
Do a couple.
Bellingham and Rice, I guess.
And Rice.
To offset. I mean, like, I prefer Phillips to Rice, but if you've got Bellingham, you can't have Bellingham and Phillips. You know, it's just too much.
Okay. So how many players do we have left?
Three.
Sorry, Johnny, what were you saying?
I was asking if that was based off his Euros performance.
Euros performance, and also, you know, he's a bit of a bruiser, and you know, you need one of them, don't you? And I feel like, yeah, maybe he can get a yellow card. No, actually, I don't know. You don't want him to get a yellow in the semis, do you? You want him to get the yellow now, sit out the semis, let's win that, and then he can play the final.
The yellows will get wiped after this game, so you don't...
Okay, that's fine.
So, how many players do we have left? Three?
Raheem.
Uh-huh.
Raheem, obviously.
England captain Harry Kane has to start.
Luke, you got a big call here, mate.
I would just like to see Sancho.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Free Sancho.
Hashtag free Sancho.
Now he's a Man United player.
Starting with Grealish?
I saw a highlight reel of him today. He's unbelievable.
Everyone looks good in a highlight reel.
Don't get fooled by highlight reels. No. He looks amazing on the highlight reel.
Jasper's highlight reel would look good.
The first 6 minutes, he was just nutmegging people. It was ridiculous.
To be fair to Luke, a few years ago, he did say he'd watched the highlight reel of Fred and it was shit, so he didn't expect anything. And
yeah, I know that.
Yeah, now Fred's mad.
Fred's good now. but his highlight reel now will be...
Yeah, if you watch Fred's highlight reel now, he'd be quality. But
would he?
To be fair to Sancho, in 82 games, he has 45 assists and 38 goals in the Bundesliga. That is madness. It is actually insane.
So why isn't he...
He's like 8 years old or something?
Yeah, seven or eight. Is it Farmers League, Bundesliga?
Germany shit now? Yeah. Such a good point. Because Pep left, and obviously anywhere Pep goes, win the World Cup.
Dortmund haven't even done that well, have they, in the Bundesliga this
year? No, but Sancho
got injured and came back and was sick and got them into the Champions League spot.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not getting a look in. He's literally insane.
Is he... maybe he's bad in training?
Yeah.
Bad influence on the group.
I feel like Southgate is definitely like a passion manager. And he's definitely like he wants a lot of that hardcore passion. And I feel like that's why Saka gets in and like Rice and Phillips, because they show a lot of passion.
Also, Saka has GCSEs, so you know you...
Oh, yeah. Luke, for it to come home,
yeah,
what has to happen aside from the obvious us winning the games?
That's a very difficult question. Well, you've now taken the easy answer, and I'm left wondering. Well, if still not conceding goals, if that's the way Southgate wants to play, he's got to keep that up, you know, because if you're only going to score one or two a game, you can't be letting them in. So probably that. Really, you'd like to see them sort of open up a bit more against, ideally, the next two opponents who aren't sort of the top teams in the competition. And then you'd hope you get Switzerland in the final, really. and then I'm in the sweepstake terms as well. Whatever happens.
To be fair, last Euros was won by that shit Portugal team, wasn't it, that drew the three group games.
Didn't score a goal in normal time until the final.
Is that us? Are we going to be like that?
No, we win every game.
Okay.
Other than when we lost to Scotland.
Yeah, outside of the draw, it's gone a bit weird, hasn't it? Do we want to talk about the rest of the tournament?
The draw isn't all like luck, isn't it? Like certain teams get placed in certain groups depending on their rating, right?
It's because of the third place thing just seems...
Because it seems like someone made a mistake at some point.
That's just complete luck, really. Because we thought we wanted to come second, didn't we? So then...
And if we had come second, we would have had Spain in the end.
Yeah, well, it's just because we wanted to avoid... The group of death, all of them are out now. More like group of shit, am I right?
Group of dead.
Do you want to talk about that amazing day of football? Starting off with the... It was the Sweden...
It must have been... I think that must be the best day of football that's ever happened. I'll say it again. I don't think there has ever been a better day of football than that day.
Wow. Defend your argument then. Yeah, go on, through Luke. All of the other days of football and
come on, Luke. It's not better than Aguero.
It is. It's better than... Are you kidding me?
What about Fernando Torres?
I mean, if it had been... Was he commentating on any of the games then?
Does the pitch side analysis.
I'm sure he was making all kinds of sounds. you had two games with last minute, like, two goal comebacks to go into extra time. So many of the goals were unbelievable goals. Like, in the France-Switzerland game, every single goal was sick.
Apart from the Benzema tap-in from the Griezmann. But yeah,
did you see his
touch?
It
was good.
But the play before that...
The build-up was amazing.
They were doing like,
Benzema's touch, luck or pure...
That was my favourite goal.
You have to say pure skill, I think.
You have to say pure skill.
I think you have to. You can't...
Yeah. Some people were chatting some shit about luck as pure skill. Bergkamp-esque.
And then the two very solid headers from Switzerland. And then their last goal, Xhaka, fucking Pirlo in the middle there, plays a beautiful ball. This guy sits.
Xhaka's another one like down. Pickford, just becomes an absolute goat as soon as he puts it in Switzerland's shirt.
Yeah, and then just this I can't remember the striker's name, but he sits down one of the French defenders and then slips it into the bottom corner in the 90th minute. And that's just one of the games. That's just the second game.
It all started with that Spain keeper.
I know, but then he redeemed himself.
He was unbelievable the rest of the game,
He had to be, otherwise he was fucking done. But he was amazing. Yeah.
But that's a tough... We all remember Alisson's crumble, don't we? With his feet that game, that when he passed it straight to Man City. But
twice.
yeah, that was weird. That was a weird day.
They made the French... centre-backs are kind of quite poor, and they're meant to be... There's kind of an area where they're not exactly weak, are they, France? They've got like 20 centre-backs.
They're not weak anywhere.
Quite good. Jasper, it could be described as bottling. It could be described as choking. Is Mbappe now just forever the biggest bottler of them all?
No, I he's had a weird tournament, but in that game, you just knew he was going to miss because he was trying too hard, like, throughout, and he just seemed isolated. Have you heard all the stuff about the French parents?
Yeah, madness. So
oh, no.
Rabiot, not Rabiot.
Yeah, Rabiot's mum was, like, sat by, like,
Mbappé's
parents and Pogba's parents, and she was having a go at their parents for them, like, not, like, trying hard enough and working hard enough.
They said Mbappe was, like, arrogant and Pogba was something else. I can't remember. But Rabiot's mum's, like, completely insane. It's like, that's the reason why he had to leave PSG, I think, because she was, like, in his ear making him, like, cause all this trouble and stuff. And, like, it's a bit of a weird one.
Wow. The French team are always like that as well. The media go completely insane and all the, like, player-player relationships.
Yeah. There was a weird thing before the tournament, wasn't there, about Giroud made some comment about hoping to have a bit more service, and then Mbappe had the following interview and said he shouldn't be saying stuff like that, like, I'll pass to who I want and stuff. But I think the French media just, like, love it. They just
laugh at it.
Well, it's crazy.
I think ever since Arsene Wenger called France the super favourites, they were just doomed. There was no way you can't just say that shit. You jinx them so hard.
Are we the super favourites now?
We were the real favourites, weren't we? Not in, like, an informed decision sense, but I think on the betting odds.
We were still 7-1.
I think there's a lot of English lads going out there and doing us proud by betting on us.
Otto, who do you least want to play in the final?
I'm thinking at the moment the best looking team other than us is Italy. I think they've been pretty fucking clinical.
Even they needed extra time to beat Austria.
Yeah, that is true. But they have they conceded a goal yet?
Yeah, one.
Have they? Yeah, but
in extra time, so
it's going to be a thriller, isn't it? Goals.
Maybe
it's got 0-0 written all over it.
I feel like Italy and Spain actually have good managers, whereas, like, we've got a shit manager.
No.
Can I kick him out?
He is actually not a good manager, though. Like,
my first answer.
This is criticism. I've kicked him out. We'll edit that bit out. I can't believe that.
We apologise to all the listeners.
Yeah,
you do not represent us as a whole.
Right. Yeah, we'll give him a minute to calm down. Jasper, who do you least want to play in the final?
I think maybe Italy. I think that would be the scrappy old game. Spain now suddenly look quite good going forward, but they're weak defensively. I reckon you park the bus and nick some goals against them. Italy would just be a scrappy, dull game. Yeah, I reckon the Italians you want to avoid in the final. But I also think Denmark... let's not get to the semis in the World Cup against, you know, Croatia. Didn't seem big at the time.
Yeah, but
then Denmark's best player is also hospitalised.
Yeah, but that just has made them more powerful.
Yeah, they're so powerful. They've got so much power from that.
So much power.
They've got Schmeichel in goal as well. He's always, like, I don't know, he just wins stuff somehow.
Because his dad won, didn't he? In a not very good Denmark team, I think.
Oh, really?
They won in the 90s at some point.
Yeah, and he's won the Premier League, FA Cup. Big trophies.
Anyone fearing Belgium, then?
No. Especially because Kevin, is he injured? Or what happened there? Because he went off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hazard just looks unfit. Like, he looks all right. Maybe Hazard's...
He hasn't looked good for, like, 3 years, has he?
Maybe Hazard is becoming establishing himself as the new Hazard prime, I think.
He'll be Hazard and then it will be Grandpa Hazard. Lukaku's a beast, though. Maguire would eat him up, though, surely.
Yeah, of course he would.
Used to do it in Man United training.
I got a bit in here about VAR and refs in general. I don't know about you, but
Do you not think this tournament's been quite well refereed? The odd red card aside.
Yeah. And VAR's been quicker as well, which is nice. And less, like... Apart from when it's English refs, sometimes they take ages on...
But, so why... Would they have told the refs, like, don't give fouls? Or, like, let the game flow? What's happening?
I think they must have done.
But they've also said they won't overturn decisions, right? Because, like, stuff is just, like... Things that are wrong aren't getting overturned if they're, like, even somewhat debatable. It's only really, like, really obvious offsides or, like... I don't know, or like a really obvious foul, like the penalty that what's his name conceded. France conceded.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's what they said it would be when they first introduced VAR.
Yeah.
Why is it better than our VAR? Like every weekend in the Prem, there's some kind of weird, awful decision that made you question your sanity.
Have they been using it for longer in other places?
I think it is just that thing of like. Unless it's really obvious, we just keep going. And people don't mind that, even though there are definitely some that, like you say, they probably are wrong. Like, they probably should be a pen if you were just looking at it at the time. Mm. But they don't overturn it. It's just like a different weighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It'd be nice if they could do that in the Prem.
I'm sure they will. They're reviewing it all the time. You'd think they would. You would hope they would take this stuff.
And do you like not seeing what the VAR check is? Like, or do you not?
I do if it speeds it up by a minute.
Voice of a true fan there.
Yeah.
When they tell the ref to go look?
They show it like a bit afterwards. I don't think they worry about having the clip. They just kind of look at it themselves and make a decision. And then a few minutes later, you tend to get... the lines or whatever.
I wonder whether it will get worse though in the bigger games, whether they'll start to think like, oh, a lot's riding on this decision.
Yeah.
We need to get it right.
Yeah, maybe we can't fully judge VAR until the tournament's out. I mean, what if England, you know, it's for some dodgy decision dumps us out? It could happen.
It's also an argument that VAR is more appropriate to like knockout football where
definitely
a small margin can change everything, whereas Premier League, it's going to slowly even itself out.
Yeah, the league doesn't lie, yeah.
Yeah.
The official stance can still be fuck VAR, but in the tournaments, good.
Is that our official stance?
No, it can be. I said it can be.
It's a valid argument.
No, I would like that to be the official stance.
But I don't speak for everyone in the podcast. Okay.
Well, should we do it? I mean, Jasper, how do you feel about this?
No, I do agree. It was just I didn't want Otte to speak on behalf of us like the Gareth Southgate thing because people might think we all think that. I just wanted to clarify.
But to be clear, we all do think that, but we just don't want people to think that. I know that we all think that.
Tom, kick him out.
Yes, about Southgate over here.
Yeah, you could tweet, is that by the pundits? Do you think that? What do you think? What are we thinking about? Right. Should we simulate the quarterfinals, each and every one of them? Who wants to do Switzerland, Spain?
I think Jasper's got the Spanish ties.
I've got the Spanish ties, yeah. Some sounds then, come on. Spain go 1-0 up. Switzerland go 2-1 up. Spain to win 3-2. Some Shaqiri banger, Shaka banger. Some Spain great passing goals.
Does Morata score?
He scores the winner, yeah.
Wow.
It's coming through.
Who would you rather have as your striker at the moment in this tournament, Morata or Harry Kane?
England captain Harry Kane.
Luke.
Is Morata going to do like a Fernando Torres where he's shit and then manages to be like the golden boot winner and on the, and win the tournament.
No way.
No.
Sterling gold. Harry Kane golden boot.
Wow. Oh, that would be very.
We're due to get some penalties soon. We haven't had a single penalty.
Ooh, could that be a valid prediction?
We'll find out in a minute.
We'll find out. Johnny, Belgium, Italy.
That's a big one.
That's more of a semi than a quarter, isn't it?
Game of the quarters.
Can I have some bloops, please? It's just Italy 3-0. They smash it.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. They completely smash it. Overrun them all over the
park. I definitely don't want to face Italy in the final.
who's underperforming in the Belgium side? Or is it just Italy smashing it?
De Bruyne starts the game but has to hobble off after 6 minutes. No.
Six minutes.
Yeah. Wow, that's clear vision.
Any sight as to what causes him to hobble off after 6 minutes?
He's already injured, isn't he?
He just pulls up and he shakes his head.
Questions asked. Martinez, what's Martinez doing?
The whole medical team in Belgium is fired.
Like when Jose Mourinho fired.
Day for Belgium, really.
Sad day.
Otto, you could do the round of the round. Czech Republic, Denmark, 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Huge.
Patrick Schick, another goal for him?
It's probably going to be a bit of a boring one. I think maybe 0-0, extra time.
Then that becomes exciting.
Well, yeah, so like obviously you're still watching. Like, I'd say probably tune in 75th minute first. I'd say there's probably going to be 3 shots on target before the 75th minute, and all of them are going to be speculative at best. Both teams are a bit too scared. Is it Czech Republic, yeah?
Yeah, did you not quite see it in your vision?
I saw it, but I just wasn't like. and then Poulsen scores the winner.
Nice.
110 minutes in.
Wow.
And it's like not even a really like nothing to write home about.
It's just all passion.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion.
Does he dedicate it to Ericsson? Do they all take their tops off and have a picture of him?
No.
And saving that for the final, are they?
No, they kind of forget in the moment. They've all got the Ericsson t-shirts underneath, but they're just so with it. And then like at the end, they try to like redeem it by taking them off at the end of the match, but then it's obvious that they all forgot.
Luke, I'm going to ask you to do the big England game, but before we do that, let me just remind you to subscribe to us on the SoundCloud, where our last episode got 25 listens. You can also subscribe to us on Spotify as well. Any new followers since the last one? No, but we did get a like by Mike Jordan Durant, 1970.
Michael Jordan.
1974.
Mike Jordan Durant.
Fucking, you're old as fuck, mate. You can't be listening to us.
As always, Mike, if you're listening, tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Are you real? Are you fake? Luke, give us your best prediction. England against Ukraine.
You know, 1-0 England.
It's coming.
If it ain't broke, then fix it, you know?
Who scores?
A bit hazy. I know it's going to be... Zinchenko is going to make a big mistake, actually.
He wears his heart on his sleeve, Zinchenko. Yeah,
he is going to be at fault for the goal, let me tell you that much. I don't know who scores it, but he might well have scored an own goal for how he's going to feel after this game.
Are you just seeing him on the floor, head in hands?
Yeah.
It's like Müller.
Wow. Whew.
Well, that's intense.
What, 90 minutes, Luke, or is it?
Yeah, 90 minutes. No. They're not going to, our boys aren't going to tire themselves out with an extra 30 minutes.
Do you have a timing?
Yeah, when do we score? Is it going to be relaxed or?
Early in the second half.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And is he going to bring on Grealish?
Yeah. Bring on Grealish.
And what about...
Why is he bringing on Grealish if he scored early in the second half?
Winner some free kicks.
Yeah, you know, just... Yeah, he'll
slow the game down.
At the end of the game, yeah.
And is Henderson going to play?
He'll also come off the bench.
Come off the bench.
Two really steady things.
I assume that's Jordan Henderson, not Dean Henderson.
He comes down from the stands. Rips his jersey off.
Yeah, he was in Italy the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see in Italy when Mancini subbed on Sirigu in their group game?
Yeah.
Did you hear? So he subbed him on in like the 80th minute when they were winning 3-0. And the reason why was because when he played the tournament in like 92, he never played a single minute, and he didn't want any of the team in his squad to have that same thing because he had so much regret. And so he made sure that every player had a minute on the pitch.
Oh, team spirit.
What a legend.
Wow.
Gareth.
That's the kind of spirit that wins tournaments, I'll tell you that for nothing.
So maybe Gareth is going to bring on... Oh, he's already bought on Sancho. Sancho's already got his 10
minutes. He's had his minutes.
Yeah.
Who still hasn't come on?
Two keepers.
White hasn't.
Oh, Chilwell hasn't had any minutes, has he?
No, yeah. Chilwell didn't he play the first game.
No, he was going to, but then he got that COVID.
I thought that was after the first game.
What about White? Has White played?
It was Trippier.
No, you're right.
Left.
White hasn't.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's Calvert-Lewin? I think he did, didn't he? Did he against Scotland?
Rumours of Ben White to Arsenal, £50 million.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anything so obscene, Jasper?
There have been some other obscene ones, haven't there? Some weird centre-back ones in the past.
Andy Carroll?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Andy was 50, wasn't he, I think?
35.
Basically 50.
Back in those days.
Yeah. You said to be fair. Is that...
I don't think I did.
Well, Luke, we heard it.
Man United going to get Varane, by the way.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, for sure.
For free.
But he's crap now. We've figured that out. Yeah. Best front centre-backs.
Next to Maguire, Maguire will calm him down.
Yeah, that's Maguire true. Makes Maguire
will make Varane into a good player.
It feels kind of bad to talk about club football, you know. Does anyone care about Man City or, like, you know, buying Grealish, Kane.
Things are going on, aren't they? Messi free agent.
Does anyone care about that? Is it, you know, it's like...
I have a little bit. I care a little bit about Messi being a free agent.
I think he's going to sign by all the...
Yeah, maybe.
Reports.
I feel like at this point, surely you just want to end your career as a one club legend. Because, like, last season he could have still done some stuff, but I feel like now...
Copper America is going on as well.
No, he is good, but it's just like, he's not going to... I don't know. If I was him,
I think he's been smashing it at the Copa America.
He has been.
Yeah, they've got completely empty stadiums, haven't they? I've seen a few highlights, and it's like going back a few months.
Mm-hmm. Catch up, South America.
Can't. What's going on, by the way, with the stadiums and capacity? Because
Hungary's president is a COVID denier, yeah. Well, like a medium COVID denier.
So the countries just decide how many.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
But then. What about fans going across to different countries? And
no,
stuff
they're
like
not. They're not going across. Really, I think only Hungary. They are.
Italy's not allowing England.
It just depends on what the laws are in the country. Like,
yeah,
England fans are going to find it difficult to get to the.
Well, they're not going to be allowed to.
Unless you live in Italy. Like.
Yeah.
That's how they've had, because London obviously is very. There's loads of different fans, so that's how they have like Croatia fans and shit.
And then the EU. Got pissed at us having 60,000, I think, in the semis.
We only had 40,000.
Well, for the semis coming up.
Oh, really?
It's a silly idea.
But that's why we fucking left, am I right? Yeah. Say what you want.
Football.
Yeah.
Do you want a quiz?
I was going to say, I just didn't think there was going to be one, but...
Of course, mate. There's a quiz every week, mate. I'm going to let you down. Come on.
Okay.
Quiz time.
Oh, no, I got my piano right here. It's time.
Play the jingle.
I just turned it off. Hang on. It was already on. It always feels like partially complete, this jingle. Like it's the end of a jingle already. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, there's quiz time. It should be something before that.
I think it was slightly longer, wasn't it?
I think you should repeat it.
Otto's quiz time.
Like, Otto's. Difficult answers, but have a good time. It's Otto's quiz time.
There you go.
Settle down, everyone. Settle down. Stop the cheering.
My heart is pounding.
I just wrote that then.
Genius.
No, they were excited not for the song, but for the quiz.
We're excited for both.
No, you're excited for the quiz. All right. First question: who is the only player to score in the final? The finals of two consecutive Euros.
Is this a shout out? No.
Shout out to who? Oh.
Shout out to my mum.
How could that be a shout out? No, why would it be a shout out?
Shout out Andy Murray.
Is it in the final game?
In the final, yeah.
Oh, I think I know, sure.
Is it? Well, it says finals.
Are they from... Oh, I don't really want to ask you a question.
Are they from France?
Are they from España?
Well, I can't tell you that. That would just be like, that's not the point of the quiz, is it?
I reckon they're Spanish.
Okay, yeah, make your guess based around that then. But it could be something else.
But there's a lot of Spanish.
Did Iniesta score in the World Cup that really good goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
they have 1 year as 4-0, so they've probably got a lot of scores.
You know what?
Can you turn on screen sharing, please, for other people?
Oh, wow.
And it's only one player.
Yeah. Security.
Yeah, I got it.
Nice, thank you very much.
I think. Okay.
Are you guys all done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I'll save that for the next question.
Heard a bit of it then.
Next question is...
Oh, we're not
doing answers as we go.
Oh, well, we can do. What was the normal format? It's been so long.
I think we normally just did question, answer.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
You could tweet us.
I don't know if we did.
What should we do?
Jasper?
David Villa.
David Villa. Thomas?
Fernando Torres.
Johnny?
I was the same, Torres.
Luke?
I said David Villa. I'm excited because Jasper knows these kind of things.
Oh, no, I've guessed, mate. It was between the two of them.
Well, Luke, you should learn to never be excited because it is Fernando Torres.
Yeah. Oh, fuck!
Jasper, how would you do this to me?
El Nino.
I think
this
is the first time I've got a point in quite a long time.
All right.
Well, who scored? We haven't done a quiz in ages.
Shut up. Who scored the most goals in Euro 2020 qualifiers?
Qualifiers.
Team or player?
Which country?
Team. Player.
I feel like if it was English, we would have heard about it.
Ooh. You never know, because Ronaldo might have scored like 20 in San Marino or something.
Yeah. That music did not help my process.
Nah.
That was all stress.
Has anyone got an answer they want to share?
I got swayed by Jasper's comment and put Ronaldo.
All right.
I put Lewandowski.
Luke?
I also put Ronaldo, but I feel like he may not even played in that many of the qualifying games.
Thomas?
Raheem Sterling. When he plays, he scores.
All right. You're all wrong.
I'll give that.
You're all wrong. So we're going to narrow it down. and then it's going to be quick fire. I'll start giving a couple of clues. They played in the Premier League last season.
Aaron Ramsey.
No.
Oh, no, it's been coming for years.
No, next clue. They now play in the Championship.
Pookie.
Yeah, oh, Jasper, lovely.
Wow.
All right. How was the semi-final between the USSR and Italy of the 1968 Championship decided?
Golden goal.
It's not quickfire. We're back to the original format.
Definitely not golden goal then. Doesn't technically Pookie play in the Premier League this year?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess no.
He's back up.
Okay. Where's the theme tune?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it.
Just trying to find it.
I can't work without it.
Oh, yes.
Is this a remix?
I don't know what it is, man.
Who's the full thing? You never hear the full thing.
What was the question again? Oh, yeah, that game.
I know this is a faux pas, but can you repeat the question, really?
All right, I'll put it in the chat.
Cheers.
How was the semi-final between the USSR and Italy of the 1968 Championship decided?
1968 Champion? What is that?
We don't know what's happening.
What is that? This tournament the equivalent of nowadays?
The Euros.
Uh-huh.
I'd imagine.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I thought the time's up.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay,
who's going to go? Luke.
I'm really not decided, to be honest.
I
reckon had to be abandoned because one team got messed up in some way. Player sent off, injuries.
Okay, all right, Thomas.
Substitutions.
How was it, coin toss?
Jasper?
So many sendings. One team had so many sendings off that the match was abandoned and given to the other team.
So the same as Luke. All right, Johnny.
Hi, you also the coin toss. We've got.
Johnny and Thomas.
When Tom said that, I just.
It's coming home.
So they didn't do penalties back then.
I don't know.
Do a bit of research.
I don't know the background.
That would have been a perfect time to have a little bit of trivia.
All you're missing from your quiz.
I missed the answer.
Coin toss. Okay, what team?
I thought about it, and then I was like, they'd never do that.
What team has appeared at the most European Championships without winning the trophy?
Oh.
Wait a sec. I'm just finding the timer.
It's got to be us.
Oh. Well.
This one doesn't make any noise. No, I'll do this one.
Johnny, why are you getting your phone out?
I'm writing my things down. I don't know why I need to write that.
Oh my god!
I can't hear it.
Oh. How can you not hear that?
Okay, now I can hear it.
Ten seconds.
Shit, they have won it.
Alright, done. Wait, you can't Google.
What? Johnny just Googled.
I'm not Googling, I've got my notes. I accidentally put the Netherlands, but they've won it.
Alright. Okay.
How did you suddenly find that out?
Jasper.
I remembered.
Yeah, I'm gonna say England.
Thomas?
England.
Luke?
Sweden.
Johnny.
I was going to say Netherlands, but then I remember they won it, so I'm going to do England as well.
Fuck off!
Oh.
Fuck off!
All right, well, I'll say Netherlands then. I'll take the L.
It is England. Yes. It is England. But not this year.
Come in.
No.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Last question.
The production value on this pod has really stepped up.
What is
I thought to start with your sound, you were going to do like an audio question.
Oh, no, sorry.
Maybe that's the future.
I'm just trying to think which ones. I've got two questions. Wait, I'll be can do both. Who was the only team to defeat England in the Euro 2020 qualifiers?
Fucking qualifiers.
Fucking hell, it makes it difficult, doesn't it?
That's it, mate. Right. Who's got an answer?
I do.
I mean, you all have answers. If you don't have answers, then you're not allowed to compete.
I put Sweden. It seems like England are always playing Sweden.
Yeah.
I think
the Czech Republic.
Thomas?
Quite a good show.
I said we didn't lose.
Luke Stamper, who are we looking for, mate?
Wow. Very good.
Wow, you fucking let him
yes.
All right, last question. Which team won the first European Championship?
Can you tell us what year that was?
What year is that?
I don't know. A long time ago.
No, because the Euros aren't like
because they changed
as old as the World Cup and stuff.
Well, before 1968, we know that. Unless it was 1968.
Right, yeah, I got one. Oh, fuck, we have to go through.
Wait. This is a bit nice. Oh, that's it.
Whoa.
There's the bomb. Bomb explosion. Right. Answers, please.
West Germany.
Johnny?
I'd West Germany as well.
Jasper?
Yugoslavia.
Luke?
Spain. I'm not thinking about this.
They won it for the first time in 2008.
All right.
Oh, Johnny, humiliated, Luke.
Absolutely done in, mate. All right. None of you are right.
Oh, well, there you go, Johnny. We both got 0 points on that question.
He's the closest.
You still got the chance. Quick fire. There is a country that doesn't exist anymore.
USSR.
Oh, Johnny, USSR.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay. I was closest, though.
So, Thomas got 3 points.
I thought it was two.
No, you got three.
Oh, great sportsmanship. Great sport. No,
you got the first question right, the third question right, and the fourth question right. I don't know what this question is. Yeah?
I got Torres and England.
And coin toss.
And coin toss. Thank you.
Jasper got a measly two.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I got three.
Johnny got...
Are you kidding?
Johnny got three.
Hey.
And Luke got one.
It's a good point, though.
That's a good one.
And that means... Oh, three. Can everyone remember their own points, please?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Jasper, how did you get?
In history or just
if
now?
If you lie, I will deduct points from you.
Are you asking me for my grand total in history or just now?
All right, I remembered everyone's points. All right.
I remembered the total points.
So the points are, as it stands, on 7, Thomas Roberts.
I used to be second.
On 78 points is Luke Stamper. With 78 points, thinking about Aguero, big old fat face, is a cheating nerd. In second place is Jasper with 89 points, but he was thinking about quite a few of the answers once.
That's a big gap.
In first place is the big old J Doggy Dog.
Wow. Cheers.
How many points has he got?
Yeah, how many points?
Did I not say?
What are we chasing?
92.
Oh, I'm quite close then.
Thomas, we're halfway through.
It goes to playoffs anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. First place four. When is the end of the season, Otto?
Well, to be honest, the season ended, but then rolled into the next one.
Yeah, so we set the point.
Season never ends. I'd like the points resetting, to be honest. I'd take the loss now.
In order for that, we do a playoff final, don't we?
Should we do the playoffs after the Euros, before the new season?
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of a break of football. We can bring people entertainment. Yeah.
You can look up all the questions.
Yeah, start revising now.
What rhymes with time?
Rhyme.
Prime. His quiz is a crime.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Fine.
We've gone with crime.
It's fine. The quiz is fine.
The quiz is fine. Oh, okay, yeah.
I just said that one, and then Johnny says it. And it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm in this band.
Okay.
Shine.
Shine. Your time to shine.
Yeah, your time to shine. Okay. With some crime.
All right. Nice. Time to be. Okay.
You can watch the cogs turning.
What should the first line be?
How many lines are they going to be?
Well, you've got something.
Gather round.
Gather round for a good time. The quiz is just fine. It's quiz time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it full.
Gather round for a good time. His quiz is just fine. It's a news quiz time.
That's so loud.
So loud.
I hope that doesn't affect our copyright, you know, that playing those
tunes. No, it's less than 20 seconds.
We might get taken off Apple Podcasts. Nightmare.
That would mean someone would have listened to us, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably just an algorithm. It's probably just an algorithm. Oh. Before we go, any gossip, Jasper, at all?
There's a few transfer gossip stuff.
We don't care about that. Who's stitching teddy bears into sofas?
Someone else fill the gap, because there was something recently I thought would be good gossip. But...
Yeah, I did think of something as well that I thought would be good gossip. I can't remember either now.
I guess that Rabiot thing was quite good.
Are we allowed... because there's other, there's like tennis going on at the moment. Are we allowed to have a little other sport section?
Yeah, Tour de France as well. The crash.
Tour de France. You know, are we allowed to have a little? Or do the viewers not want that?
Well, we're in the gossip section, so
tell you what we'll do. Well, this week we'll do it, and if the viewers don't like it, they can tell us.
That's the guy.
And which way round is it? Is it the viewers tell us if they like it and we'll keep it going, or do they tell us they don't like it and we'll stop? Because it makes a big difference.
Let's be conservative. If we don't get any good comments, we won't do it again.
Okay.
So, Luke, your time to shine.
Yeah, so some tennis going on at the moment. Wimbledon. And a good day. A good... good... Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. What's his name? Dan Evans. He's pretty good. He's doing well. Is that his name?
I thought there was going to be some gossip.
No gossip. Just catch up on the other sports. Actually, the more interesting story, I think, is coming in the Tour de France at the moment.
The crash.
Not the crash. The crash actually is gossip.
She has been caught by the police.
Which I think she handed herself in.
When you say caught, was she on the run?
Yeah, but I think she actually went into the police station and...
Well, she was on live telly doing it. I mean, it's...
Also, people were, like, threatening to kill her and stuff. I think she was kind of hiding.
Hmm.
Crikey. And so were people actually quite badly injured? Or
have you not seen it?
One person had to abandon from that crash.
Geraint Thomas had his knee popped out.
Wow.
I think actually other crashes fucked people up more.
Oh, there was
there have been worse there. Crashes. Okay.
Yeah.
Cavendish won a stage.
He won two. He won today as well.
Oh!
Did he win today?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's coming home.
And the cricket?
Yeah, cycling's coming home.
And also, England are now shit at cricket. Apart from ODI.
I thought we were winning.
Yeah, we beat Sri Lanka, but Sri Lanka are really bad.
We're not that bad.
There's
a test series against India coming up, isn't there?
Yeah, I've got tickets for it.
I'm going to wrap the pod up now. And then we can carry on with the conversation. Thank you and goodbye to Jasper. Johnny, your name's Louisa. That's really throwing me off.
Imposter.
Wait, so all of those points should have been for Louisa?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I nearly said...
Take him away.
Thank you and goodbye to Louisa Lubambo.
Thank you and goodbye.
That's not an American accent, is it?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, G-Stand.
And thank you and goodbye to Lubambo. Otto _ Wolf.
Thank you and goodbye.
Good night.
And it's thank you and goodbye from me. Thank you and goodbye. Did you say it to me?